Welcome to today's teaching. Praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord. This is Dr. Ruth. We are continuing in the Gospel of Mark. We are in chapter 15 still. This is 15b. Hopefully you have listened to Mark chapter 15a. And if you recall, we talked about how the Lord Jesus had been brought by the Sanhedrin in front of Pontius Pilate, and then he had been condemned to death by crucifixion. And in the previous session, I discussed why Pontius Pilate had to make that decision. So go back and listen to Mark 15a after today's session. So now the Lord Jesus had been crucified. That was discussed in the previous session. So we pick it up here in Mark 15, beginning in verse 33. The gist of these upcoming verses is that we will talk about the death of Jesus Christ and his burial. You know, this is amazing. You may not be aware that there are people out there, specifically atheists or critics of God or critics of the Bible, who claim that the Lord Jesus really never died. But he did die, okay? And we are going to come into the verses that talk about eyewitnesses that confirmed his death. So now, the Lord Jesus had been crucified. He had been mocked at, he had been spat at for our sake. And now we pick up the story here in Mark 15, verse 33. At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. Why do you think this was the case? This was God's judgment over the world, which he had placed on the perfect body of Jesus Christ. So we see that darkness symbolizing the judgment of God on Jesus Christ. Boy, I am so grateful that that judgment was placed on Jesus Christ for my sake, for your sake. That is that great exchange. Jesus Christ is our substitution. Oh boy, he died for you, he died for me. Thank you, God. Verse 34, and at 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? Friend, Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, felt forsaken on the cross, felt abandoned on the cross by God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. Why do you think this was the case? This is something that no human being can ever fathom. We just have to receive that by faith. Know that Jesus Christ is eternal. He had always existed because he was and is God in the flesh. And he had had this perfect union with the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And he had never experienced sin on his perfect body. And in a moment in time, he was on that cross and all of the sins of the entire world. Think about the worst sin you could think of. The worst murderer like Hitler, Mussolini, and all of the murderers and serial killers that have existed in the last thousands of years and even in this 21st century. Think about all of their sins and punishment being placed on that perfect body of Jesus Christ, a man who had never experienced that. And because God is so perfectly holy, God is so perfectly, purely holy, he cannot see that kind of sin. So for a moment in time, God the Father could not look at that on the cross. Come on, somebody. Jesus Christ felt forsaken. He felt all alone on that cross because God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, abandoned him. They could not stand the sight. You see, we have to just receive these things by faith. That was why Jesus Christ felt abandoned, all alone on that cross, separated from his perfect union, perfect fellowship because of sin. Friend, what is that telling you? Sin. God hates sin so much. He turned his back away from Jesus Christ on that cross because of you. God is still the same. God hates sin. God cannot tolerate sin, which is why he has made a provision, a substitution for us. We have no excuse today living and practicing sin. Oh boy. Jesus Christ took upon the judgment on his body and he felt forsaken. Have you ever felt forsaken, abandoned by your loved ones, church members, family members? Jesus Christ experienced abandonment on the cross from God, the Father, God, the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ can relate. And I want to say it again. Please, if you are practicing sin, there are consequences. But God has made the way, paved the way for us to come to a relationship with him through Jesus Christ, through the forgiveness of our sins, forgiveness of all of the sins we've committed, being redeemed from that sinful nature. Are you getting this? Oh man, this really is ministering to me. Thank you, Jesus. I hope you are experiencing the peace of God in your heart that he died on that cross for you. Okay, let's move on here. So the Lord Jesus felt forsaken. We are in verse 35. When some of those standing near him heard this, meaning they heard him scream, they said, "Listen, he's calling Elijah." Someone ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar, this is verse 36, put it on a staff and offered it to Jesus to drink. "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down." You see, this was all prophesied. They filled that sponge with wine vinegar and gave it to him. And Bible scholars tell us that if he had taken that would have numbed the pain, but he would not have any part to do with that. He was committed to completely finish his task 100%. He was going to endure the pain for your sake, for my sake. So he rejected that, and the people are saying, "Oh, he's calling Elijah." They didn't hear him well because he had cried out, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabata? My God, why have you forsaken me?" So they mistook that to say that he was calling the prophet Elijah. In verse 37, with a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. So now the Lord Jesus essentially had died. And Mark's gospel does not provide the details, but if you were to go back and study out of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27, I discussed that right here in this podcast. You can get more details. And also, it is at this point, in accordance with the Gospel of John, 19:30, that the Lord Jesus would say, "It is finished," meaning the work of salvation, his mission is finished. He had died for the sins of the entire world. He had done it perfectly so. Also, if you were to go back and study Luke's gospel out of Luke 23:46, it is at this time that the Lord Jesus would utter the famous comments, "Unto your hands I commend my spirit." So essentially, the Lord Jesus has died. Mission accomplished. At least the initial mission, because his resurrection would be the final accomplishment. So he has now died. So we are now in verse 38. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. What curtain? I discussed this in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus. You can go back and re-listen. Now, there was a curtain that divided the holy from the most holy, holy from the most holiest of holies, and the holiest of holies was when the high priest back then during the Old Testament law would get in there and had this fellowship with our God, the triune God, and specifically during the Day of Atonement, only the high priest would get into the Holy of Holies, the first high priest being Aaron. You can go back and listen to all of this in the book of Exodus and in the book of Leviticus. So the high priest would be the only one who would get into the Holy of Holies and have this encounter with God right there. So there was a curtain that separated holy, perfect God from unholy people. So at the death of Jesus Christ, that is exactly what this verse 38 is teaching, that the temple was torn from top to bottom. Glory to God, signaling that God has paved the way for all who believe to have a direct relationship with Him, God the Father, through Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. Do you believe this? So now you can access the throne of God directly because that curtain has been torn. You can get into the Holy of Holies through the name of Jesus Christ, being your Lord and Savior, and have this fellowship, this union with God directly. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a shout. This is the best, greatest news there is, because of the grace of God, because of the love of God for mankind. The curtain has been torn. You can approach God directly. You do not need to go through a priest, through a pastor, through somebody. You can go directly in the name of Jesus Christ. But you must have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You must have accepted Him as your Lord and Savior, and you can access God directly. So you can call upon God anywhere, anytime, because the curtain has been torn because of that death of Jesus Christ on the cross. That is what we are learning here. Thank you, Lord. I am rejoicing in my heart. So we move on now. We are now in verse 39. And when the centurion who stood there in front of Jesus saw how He died, he said, "Surely this man was the Son of God." So we see a centurion, a Roman soldier, a pagan, God giving him revelation that Jesus Christ was truthfully the Messiah, the Son of God. Wow. Yet the chief priest, the Jewish religious leaders, still didn't get it. But a pagan whose heart was open saw that and received that. Isn't that awesome? Okay, now we are in verse 40. Some women who were watching from a distance, among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, the younger, and of Joseph, and Salome. See, these women had been following Jesus. They were part of Jesus' ministry, providing provisions and supporting His ministry. So these women followed Him all the way to Jerusalem, and they were eyewitness, boy, to the crucifixion. They were blessed to see all of this. Even though right now, seeing the Lord Jesus being crucified, they were not thinking this way, but at His resurrection, they would get it. Okay, verse 41, in Galilee, these women had followed Him, exactly what I had just said. In Galilee, these women had followed Him and cared for His needs. Many other women who had come up with Him to Jerusalem were also there. Okay, now the next upcoming verses, we talk about the burial of Jesus Christ. So He had died, okay? And again, like I mentioned at the opening of this session, that there are people who still don't believe that Jesus Christ actually died on the cross. You know why? Because if they can prove that Jesus Christ did not die, that would mean that the resurrection did not happen. That would mean that our faith is useless. But guess what? Jesus Christ did actually die on that cross, and the resurrection actually did happen. And there are eyewitness testimony to all of this. So we're going to talk about the burial of Jesus Christ and some eyewitness who saw that. And as I'm talking about this, this is also coming to mind. I can't get to all of the details here, but I really recommend that you get my book titled "Who is the Real Jesus? Answers to 25 of the Toughest Questions About the Real Jesus." Simple and straightforward, to the point answers that will change your life. I wrote this book over 2-3 years ago, right from the scriptures, the ministry of Jesus Christ, and I discuss practical ways, simple, right from the ministry of Jesus, and I provide the details to answer 25 questions about the Lord Jesus Christ, about His crucifixion, and I provided answers to all of the challenging questions that some people have, such as, did he really die on the cross? Were there eyewitnesses? And this book will help you to have a firm assurance about who you are in Christ. It reveals more of Jesus Christ to you and will teach you how to live by faith and trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I really recommend you get this book because there are so many practical details and other information I discussed in this book that I am not covering in this Bible teaching of the ministry of Jesus Christ here in this podcast. So visit our safe and secure website and order this book, Who is the Real Jesus? Answers to 25 of the toughest questions about the real Jesus. And we are asking for a donation or a love gift of $20. That includes shipping and handling. So to get a copy today, if you live in the continental USA, we would receive that as a love gift donation. Visit our safe and secure website, drruthtanyi.org/donate. We are also on Cash App, and the address there is the $ Dr. Ruth Tanyi. And then we are also on Zelle. If you want to use Zelle to give your donation of $20, the telephone number is 909-501-9031. And we will include this in the description box. We really ask you to donate into this ministry, especially as you have been blessed, and get this book. It will help you. There is always more we can learn about the Lord Jesus Christ. Get a couple of copies. Christmas is coming up. Bless somebody. Give it as a gift to somebody. It's simple, easy to read. You will be so happy you get this book. So we thank you in advance for your donation by getting this book. But if you live overseas, please get it from Amazon because we do not ship overseas. Again, the book is titled, Who is the Real Jesus? Answers to 25 of the toughest questions about Jesus, about the real Jesus. And it is by myself, Dr. Ruth Tanyi. Thank you in advance for your donation. Okay, let's move on to this next verses pertaining to the burial of Jesus Christ because he had truthfully died. Verse 42, it was preparation day, that is the day before the Sabbath. So as evening approached, now real quick here, Jesus had died right before the Sabbath, and in accordance with the Jewish customs, the Jewish law, specifically Deuteronomy 21:23, which God the Father had given to Moses, after somebody dies, his body had to come down by the time of the Sabbath, okay, by sundown. So the Lord Jesus had died right before sundown Sabbath, so his body had to come down from the cross. So that is what is happening here. So we in verse 43, Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent member of the council who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for Jesus's body. Now, Joseph of Arimathea, he was part of that Sanhedrin council. And we know, based on Luke's gospel, that he did not agree with the condemnation or the death or crucifixion punishment of Jesus Christ. So in his heart, he was like a follower of Jesus Christ, but he was not making it public. That is what history tells us. So he was really open and waiting for the kingdom of God. Essentially, he was looking forward to the Messiah. So he had believed in Jesus, so he disagreed with the council to condemn him to death, but he was condemned anyway. So now, Joseph of Arimathea, hope I'm saying that right, was a very wealthy man. So he came to Pontius Pilate and was requesting for the body of Jesus Christ. Again, he wanted to have the body of Jesus Christ brought down from the cross before Sabbath. I am so glad he did this. Again, all of this had been prophesied. Let me tell you why. Because had Joseph not taken the Lord Jesus' body before Sabbath started, had that body hung on the cross, guess what? The Romans would have taken that body down, or the chief priest, the elders, and the Sanhedrin, in accordance with Deuteronomy 21:23, would have ordered the body to come down and they would have dumped it somewhere where there would have been no eyewitness to see where the tomb was. So thank God that he orchestrated events so that the body would come down before Sabbath and be buried in a location as prophesied where all would see. Okay, in preparation for the resurrection. Glory to God. So let's pick it up here. So now, I think for context, I'm going to just go back and reread verse 43. Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent member of the council who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Verse 44. Pilate was surprised to hear that he was already dead. Okay, summoning the centurion, he asked if Jesus had already died. So we see how Pilate was surprised that he died rather quickly. So he is asking, did he really die? We are now in verse 45. When he learned from the centurion that it was so, he gave the body to Joseph. So we see a confirmation by a Roman centurion that indeed Jesus Christ had died. Confirmation right there by an eyewitness who was part of the battalion that crucified him. So if you are doubting, if you're listening to me and you are like, did he really die? He died on the cross, confirmed by a pagan Roman soldier. He did not supernaturally escape the pain and suffering. He did not supernaturally become some kind of a shadow. And these are horrible myths and theories that are circulating among pagans, that Jesus Christ did not really die on the cross and he did some kind of supernatural act and he escaped the cross. Wow. He died. Bodily form. And I discussed all these details in my book, which I really recommend you get. Who is the real Jesus? I answered all these questions and I provided justification that will really help you. So get that book. So now we go back to, I'm going to just repeat verse 45 here for context. When he, referring to the governor, Pontius Pilate, learned from the centurion that Jesus Christ had died, we are now in verse 46. So Joseph bought some linen cloth and took down the body, wrapped it in the linen, and placed it in a tomb cut out of rock. Prophecy being fulfilled that the Lord Jesus would be buried in a fresh rock. Then he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. We are in verse 47. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where he was laid. So Mark did not give us a lot of the details surrounding the burial of the Lord Jesus Christ. He did not provide a lot of the prophecies being fulfilled. Again, remember, Mark is a very brief to the point account of the Lord Jesus' ministry. So go and listen to my teaching out of the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 26 and 27 in context, specifically Matthew 27, beginning in verse 62 there. Matthew provided details surrounding the burial of Jesus Christ and also provided details about prophecies being fulfilled. But real quick here, when the Lord Jesus was buried, guards were placed to guard to watch over the tomb. Okay, so I am not going to discuss all of the prophecies that I already discussed in the Gospel of Matthew. So go back and listen to that so you can learn more how prophecies were being fulfilled even at the burial of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, refer to Isaiah 53 for more details surrounding the death and burial of the Lord Jesus, which had all been prophesied during the Old Testament. Specifically, go to Isaiah 53:9 to learn specific details surrounding his death and burial. Okay? So that brings us to the end of this chapter with the Lord Jesus Christ being buried and Roman soldiers were placed as guards to watch over his tomb. Again, because the chief priests and the Sanhedrin were concerned that the disciples were going to steal his body and lie that he had been resurrected. So again, go back and listen to Matthew 27. So that brings us to the end of this powerful prophetic chapter. So what are the major principles and applications we have learned from the last verses here out of the Gospel of Mark, chapter 15, beginning here in verse 33 till the end? Well, obviously, the Lord Jesus Christ had died. He truthfully died, and witnesses confirmed that he died. Pontius Pilate himself confirmed that. The women who witnessed the crucifixion were there. They saw that his body had been brought down from the cross and he had been buried. And the story did not end there. But for now, I want to just say, before we get into the last chapter to talk about the resurrection, I want to just say that the Lord Jesus died for your sins. He died for the forgiveness of sins for this entire world. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I am giving you the opportunity to do so right now. Jesus Christ was and is God in the flesh. He was also man. He loves you. He died because of love. He died and suffered shame, humiliation for you. He is your substitute. You came into this world as a sinful human being. You inherited that sinful nature that Adam and Eve, because of their transgression, as recorded in Genesis chapter 3, every human being born into this world inherited that sinful nature. But God, in his grace and mercy, has placed the punishment of the entire world on that perfect body of Jesus Christ. He died. And as we just went over, that veil, that curtain, was torn from top to bottom. You can access God directly, but it is only one man, the man Jesus Christ. Acts 4:12, there is only one name given unto mankind by which salvation must come, the man Jesus Christ. Because he fulfilled prophecies perfectly. We've talked about some of that. He died. And as we will be studying here quickly, on the third day he was raised from the dead. He is alive. The Bible teaches that if you believe in Jesus Christ in your heart as a Messiah, you confess that with your mouth, you shall be saved. Out of Romans 10:9. Do you believe in Jesus Christ as the Messiah? Do you believe that he endured that pain, suffering, shame on the cross? He suffered for you to deliver and redeem you from that sinful nature, to redeem you from the hands of the evil one, Satan, to redeem you from yourself, to bless you with the gift of eternal life. Do you believe that? Do you believe that you can access God directly now only through Jesus Christ? If you do, the Bible says just believe in your heart and call upon Jesus Christ to come into your heart and he will receive you. He is eternal life. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to God the Father except through Jesus Christ. Out of John 14:6. He is right now at the door of your heart knocking. Will you let him in? He loves you. He died for whosoever, according to John 3:16. So if you are ready, if you want to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, just repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. I believe in my heart and I am now confessing with my mouth that he died for my sins. Dear Jesus, come into my heart and change me. Make me a new person. Today, I believe by faith and I am declaring that you are my personal Lord and Savior. You have forgiven me. You are living on the inside of me. Thank you for accepting me. I believe all this by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, if you said that genuinely based on the authority of God's infallible, perfect word, I declare you a child of God. And the Holy Spirit is living on the inside of you right now. And the Holy Spirit is there to reveal more of Jesus Christ to you. And you have been sealed by that same perfect Holy Spirit according to Ephesians 1:13. Welcome into God's kingdom. So call upon God, call upon Jesus Christ. As we have been studying You can approach God directly in the name of Jesus Christ. God loves you. Welcome into God's kingdom. And for all of you who at some point have accepted Jesus Christ, but you are not following him as your Lord and Savior, I want to speak to you right now. Jesus Christ still loves you. Jesus Christ died for you. Whatever it is that has drifted you, Jesus Christ is like, come back. Come to me. I want to help you. Would you rededicate your life to Jesus Christ today as your Lord, meaning that you submit to his teachings, you let him rule in your life? In the same way you accepted Jesus Christ by faith, is the same way you make him your Lord, meaning that you submit to his teachings, you allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you in all your decisions. If you are practicing sin, call upon Jesus Christ to restore you back. Repent, stop practicing the sin, and the perfect blood of Jesus Christ is there to restore you back into relationship. Let me pray for you. Just repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for forgiving my sins. Thank you for forgiving me for walking away. Today, I rededicate my life to Jesus Christ as my Lord and as my personal Savior. Holy Spirit, fill me right now. I surrender to your will. I surrender to your leading in my life. I choose your ways. Help me, God. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, if you said that prayer to accept Jesus Christ for the first time, and or if you said that prayer to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ, contact me. I want to send you a free book to help you grow deeper into your relationship with God through Christ. I will add the link of our website and email address on the description box, or you can write it down. Our website is drruthtanyi.org, and our email is info@drruthtanyi.org. I would love to hear from you. And for all of you, let's just thank God. Father God, we thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your presence in our lives. We thank you for your wisdom. I just commit all the listeners to your perfect hands today, that you lead and you guide them. I pray for your grace to reign in their souls today. I pray for your peace to anchor their souls. I pray for the Holy Spirit to reveal more of Christ to each of their hearts. Thank you for answering this prayer. And I ask all this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And everybody says, amen. Please listen to the announcer now, who will tell you more about our ministry, so you can help to support us financially as you're led by the Lord, so we can produce more programs like this and bless many others and transform their lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, and God loves you.
Friend, as some of you already know, this program is financially supported 100% by love gifts from listeners like yourself. So please, would you help us with a donation so that we can produce more programs and bless others? We need your financial support. To make a one-time donation, visit our website, drruthtanyi.org. That's drruthtanyi.org. Look for the donation button and donate right there. It is a very secure, simple, and easy process. Or, for more of an impact, would you prayerfully consider becoming a Christ-centered monthly partner with us? While on our website, you will find all of the information about becoming a Christ-centered partner. As a monthly partner, your regular prayers and financial support will enable us to produce more Bible teachings in order to reach more people and transform their lives with God's Word. For those of you who prefer regular mail, you can send your donation to us. Here's the address: Dr. Ruth Tanyi Ministries, P.O. Box 1806, Loma Linda, California, 92354. You can also email us with your questions about becoming a partner. Here's the email address: info@drruthtanyi.org. That's info at drruthtanyi.org. Or you can always call us at 909 383 7978. Dr. Ruth Tanyi Ministries is a federal government-approved 501c corporation, which means that all of your donations are 100% tax-deductible, as allowed by the law. We thank you in advance for your kind donation and prayers. We pray for God's love and presence to anchor your soul today in Christ Jesus. I am Chris Oram. Stay blessed, and goodbye for now.